Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you and we bow before you. Father, may we be a humbled people as we are in the presence of your greatness and we can feel your love and your mercy. And your forgiveness. Father, thank you so much for all that you do for us. Thank you that you never leave us, you never forsake us. Father, we ask again for your protection over this nation, over your people. Father, we ask that you will watch over this leadership. They are doing evil things, and we can see that, Father. But Father, they are lost. They know you not. We can't expect them to act as if they have love in their hearts when they have none. So, Father, protect this nation, and I pray that those who are lost will be brought to you. Father, I just ask that you will guide us and guard us and protect us, lead us, equip us. Make us a bold and courageous people, but first, Father, may we be a people on our knees in repentance to you, before you. I ask your blessing on today's show. I ask your blessing on each and every person listening or watching. And I pray, Father, that Americans will wake up and realize how far away they have grown from you. And that is the true cause of the turmoil and the evil in this nation and across the globe. Father, bless CSC Talk Radio as you bless Jabez. Not for our glory, Father, but for yours. Widen our territory, Father, that we might reach others for you. For such a time as this, Father, I believe you have placed me here. And it is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yesterday we talked about, it was right away in the morning when they removed Liz Cheney from her position on the committee. And yesterday Mindy and I talked about that, and we talked about what was going on in the state of Missouri and Arkansas and Oklahoma. And Missouri right now has a little problem at the Capitol. Couple of rhinos. We have a few of those in every state, I guess. But they're no different than Liz Cheney. They're no different than Nancy Pelosi, the senator from Sullivan, Missouri, putting off and not protecting Americans, not protecting Missourians. So I will ask you, and I don't have the number in with me, and I'll get it here during the next break. I ask you to call Governor Parsons, if you are in the state of Missouri, and ask him to veto this gas tax bill. Veto it. Missourians don't need another tax. And as gas goes up and up during this administration, we're going to see the tax go up and up. And it's going to put a burden upon the people that should not be done. Tell him that. Give him a call. Say, please, Governor Parsons, represent Missourians and vote against this tax. Now, Liz Cheney made a comment that I thought was quite interesting. After she gets removed from this committee because she does not represent the Republican Party any longer, her statement is, and of course she was being ousted because she can't keep her mouth shut about her hate for Donald Trump. And just like Romney and Sasse and some of the others, she voted against Trump every time and spoke against Trump every time she got an opportunity. Because it's not about you anymore, is it, America? It's about them. They are like a trapped and wounded animal, and they are fighting for survival. So she says, and I quote, "I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office." So I ask her. I did ask her, but I'm asking her. So tell me, Liz, what exactly does that mean? What is it you're willing to do? Will you lie and cheat and start a war to keep this from happening? Will you frame Trump again with the Dems and try to have him arrested for some fake news, which seems to be the way of the D.C. occupiers? Will you participate in an assassination of a man? Will you believe who you believe messed up D.C.? Do you hate your constituents in Wyoming, the ones who censored you? Do you not understand you were elected to represent Wyomans, not to go rogue for the military war complex and cabal of D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals? Or will you back another effort plagued with lies to go after Trump? You and I both know the insurrection of January 6th was not an armed insurrection. We both know that there were outsider agitators there who prompted the entering of the Capitol. Unless we forget, it is called the People's House. But now no people are allowed in, with the exception of those of you who believe yourselves above the rest of us, the elite. Your day is over. Donald Trump was only the messenger. But the American people see clearly now. Oh, we can't quite figure out all the lies since the mainstream media is blocking and protecting. You know, my dad told me once that some of the best football players never touched the football, never made a touchdown. They just blocked. MSM, mainstream media, has served you well. The globalists, the communist Dems, and the cabal against the constitutional republic. Well, you and your kind are so worried that we the people will take back and restore our constitutional republic that you have sold out to Satan himself to save your own souls. But that he cannot do. And he might have staved off the wrath of the Americans for a time, but that is about to end. Your kind in D.C. are done. Remember when they, the Liz Cheney crowd, were so worried that Trump would start a third party? I said then, Trump is the third party within the GOP. Well, now they want to start a new Republican Party. Irony, I guess, right? Just like the Dems, when all that they blame others for, they are the ones guilty of. The movie To Catch a Thief comes to mind. What does conservatism look like, Liz? Burning cities? The 1619 program teaching young Americans to hate America? A national debt so large it's unsustainable? Our enemies now attacking America? Hamas bombing Israel? All Americans wearing masks, vaccine passports, our men in blue dehumanized, our military being purged for their faith? What does America look like to you? Or is it taxes so high Americans have to work two or three jobs if they can find one? Or jobs going to China? Is that what a free America looks like? Or just need another non-ending war so Halliburton can continue on forever? What is it that Trump did that you hate so much? His early years of womanizing? I doubt that bothered you at all. His ugly tweets, which were exposing hypocrisy and crime? Yes, that probably bothered you, but only because you felt your way of profiting politics was about to end. Tell me, Liz, what is it truly? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. Sure, I thought I ever, okay, let me tell you. There's no good reason why I can't move on. I lay my heart on these tracks. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation, our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I just have a few headlines. We won't cover all of this, but the Colonial Pipeline launches a restart after 6 days of shutdown. I don't know if you've seen the pictures on the news, but lines and lines and lines of cars waiting and a few hiccups and a few fights at the pump. And they're warning everyone not to put their gasoline in a Ziploc bag.
I know. Isn't that nuts?
I've never heard of that.
A whole trunk full of gasoline in plastic grocery bags.
I hope they don't get rear-ended.
Lordy.
Oh, my. Biden signs order on cybersecurity after pipeline hacks upends gas market. Oh, and Biden to press, I'm not supposed to be answering all these questions.
I just chuckled when he came back out and said, I'm going to be in trouble.
He's president of the United States, but, you know. And Biden's administration to resume construction of the border wall amid the crisis.
Ooh.
And former top military brass questioned the 2020 election results and Biden's health. And there are many others here. It says there was a black parent, and I saw a little bit of this on the news last night, and she compares the critical race theory to the KKK intimidation tactics. That's exactly what it is. And the Democrat Party were the leaders of the KKK. So you need to understand that, all of you who believe in the Democrat Party. Virginia parents are torching Loudoun County School Board, not literally, over the critical race theory and pornographic books in school. Whatever happened to reading and writing and arithmetic? Whatever happened to that? So this There's about 100 Republicans right now that are threatening. They're threatening. They are the anti-Trump people to start a third party. Remember when they were all worried that Trump was going to start a third party when they cheated and got him unelected or whatever you want to call it? Because we know he was elected. Well, it says Reuters reports that over 100 former Republican officials will threaten to create a third party if the GOP fails to break with Donald Trump. Good luck with that, folks. Go ahead and start another party. Let's see what happens. When in our democratic republic, forces of conspiracy, division, and despotism arise, it is patriotic duty of citizens to act collectively in defense of liberty and justice and the Republican Party. No, I'm sorry. That's coming from the New York State Times. The Republican Party is broken, said Miles Taylor, one of the organizers behind the letter. And it said, he said, it's time for a resistance of the rationals against the radicals. Liz Cheney is a rational. And you, Rudy, are a radical.
I am.
You are. She mentioned Constitution last night. I'd like her to just kind of break it down for me. What is it that Donald Trump did that was unconstitutional that Biden is doing that is not unconstitutional? I'd like to have a breakdown on that, because she voted for Biden. We all know that. Taylor, you may recall, he lied about his low-level administrative position to publish an anonymous opinion piece in the New York Times, admitting he was part of the resistance inside the Trump administration. That was the biggest problem. The cabal was so large, and the communists and the globalists have been put in place in administrations past. We like to blame Obama, but he wasn't in it alone. We can see now, as George Bush is holding hands with Zuckerberg, that they were all in this. They're all globalists. They're all Marxists. They're all anti-American. As long as they're making a buck, they're okay for America to stand. A letter from the group headlined, A Call for American Renewal, will reportedly be released on Thursday, one day after House Republicans ousted anti-Trump Representative Liz Cheney, a Republican from Wyoming, from her leadership role in part due to her incessant criticism of Trump and his supporters. While not all signatories are mentioned, the names thus far revealed are a who's who of never-Trumpers with the word former in their title. Get that? The word former in their title. Names such as former independent presidential candidate Evan McMullen, former Republican governors Tom Ridge and Christine Todd Whitman, along with the former transportation secretary under Governor W. Bush, Mary Peters, they have emerged as supporters of this movement. McMullen told Reuters that if the GOP doesn't break with Trump, part of it will have no choice but to part ways with it and build something new. Does that mean something old? Something new, something bar... Okay. They're going to turn blue is what they're going to do. None of these individuals currently hold any relevance in today's Republican Party. They are lost souls consumed by their own false sense of self-worth. It's much deeper than that. But this guy did a great job. He says, never Trump will lose. The irony here is that the only chance of starting a successful third party would be one headed by President Trump. A poll shortly after the Capitol protest in January, the breaking point for a good portion of these never Trumpers, showed a vast majority of Republican voters did not hold Trump responsible for the actions of the crowd and believe he had a right to challenge the election. Isn't that what America is about, is challenge? Did not our founding fathers challenge the authority of the king? What was the king doing? Well, he was claiming all their land for one thing. He was taxing them out the wazoo for another. And what did they do? They challenged him. Another poll in February indicated an overwhelming percentage of Republican voters would join a new political party established by Trump. Jason Miller, a senior advisor to Trump, wrecked the relatively small group threatening to leave the GOP. These losers left the Republican Party when they voted for Joe Biden, he tweeted. George W. Bush himself has been advocating for a new kind of Republican candidate to run in 2024, one with pro-gun control and pro-amnesty views. Are you listening to that? According to Politico, Bush is seeking the Republican nominee who supports reasonable gun reform measures and a path to a citizenship for undocumented workers in the next presidential election. You see, he was never against illegal immigration. You see, he was never against the infringing on your Second Amendment. And now with his holding hands with Zuckerberg, he isn't against the censoring of truth in America. Despite over 100 Republicans threatening to leave the party over Trump, President Biden, according to the White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, is anticipating a rematch against his predecessor in an interview with Axios. Klain said that Biden knows a rematch is a very real possibility. Trump is the overwhelming favorite to win the Republican nomination again in 2024, should he decide to run. And a handful of washed-up losers like McMullen and Taylor aren't going to change that. And I'm going to add Liz Cheney. On a side note, America, this is what's going on. And it is these rhinos, these globalists, these anti-American Republicans, and the Communist Democrat Party. They're all greedy. It's an oligarchy against the Constitutional Republic. And they are in it together. You see what I'm saying? They're in it together. I'll bet you Liz Cheney would verbally tell you she's against a vaccine passport, but I'll bet you she's really for it. I'm going to ask America to remove your masks and breathe a good helping of oxygen and enrich your brain, and I think the world will be brighter. Well, this is something I'm going to just mention here. Facebook has blocked a military museum video chronicling America's World War II contributions. So Facebook pulled down a national museum video of military vehicles videoing chronicling America's powerful role in World War II following the dispute from a Chinese Communist Party-linked broadcasting company. So that broadcasting company out of South Korea that is Communist Party-led complained, and Facebook took them down. Your children have no right to know what happened in World War II. And they have no right to know 2 plus 2 is 4, just that you're a racist if you're white. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions, government micromanaging our lives, but do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. A little bit ago, I was telling Missourians, you need to call Governor Parsons and you need to tell him to please veto the gas tax bill that they passed yesterday morning. It was done fraudulently. They did it there because they knew if they put it before the people, it would fail, which means they're not really representing the people, are they? They're doing their own thing. They're doing their own thing. So Governor Parsons' phone number, thanks to Rudy, is 573-751-3222. That's 573-751-3222. Veto the gas tax bill. Support Missourians. Back to this military museum video, and I'm going to just briefly go over this with you. The video, which highlights the sacrifices made by American troops, and how the country's manufacturing capabilities powered it to victory, was pulled down within 15 minutes of being posted to the museum's page. The National Museum of Military Vehicles promptly received the following notification from Facebook, indicating the Munhwa Broadcasting Corporation, MBC, one of South Korea's leading television and radio networks, had claimed ownership of 14 seconds of footage used in the hour-long film. So, if within 15 minutes, Facebook brought it down. It goes on to say that this, the National Museum of Military Vehicles insists that the MBC's 14-second copyright claims, which center on the 1 hour and 3 second milliseconds timestamp, are baseless. The images used in the time frame have either been attributed to a German photographer or have been licensed from major stock photo companies. Among the video sources are widely used archives from the Hoover Institution and Department of Defense. But if any of you have ever had an attack by Facebook, you know they don't inquire as to the truth of anything. They just take it down. They have their own truth sayers, truth seekers, and it's not about truth. It's about an agenda, and that is the truth. Now, this is concerning, and this is important. There are 120 U.S. military officers who are warning of conflict between Marxism and the constitutional freedom. More than 120 U.S. generals and admirals signed, now remember they're retired, an open letter warning that the United States is embroiled in an existential fight and urged all citizens to get involved in local and state politics. Because, folks, liberty is always in the hands of the people. If you can't make a phone call to Governor Parsons, what are you going to do? Just sit and complain? Oh, I'll just pay the tax, or I'll just give up vacation, or I'll just do this. When are you going to lust for liberty and freedom and the fact that you are to be in control? We are in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time since our founding in 1776. The conflict is between supporters of socialism and Marxism versus supporters of constitutional freedom and liberty. That's what the letter says. And it was signed by 124 former military leaders, released by Flag Officers for America. It says here that the letter, which was first reported by Politico, bears the head of a group calling themselves Flag Officers for America and claims the United States is in a deep peril and Americans are in a fight for survival as a constitutional republic like no other time since our founding in 1776. You know, this is getting serious, my friends, and you have absolutely got to get involved locally. And I'm preaching to Beth, too. We've got to do it, my friends. Do it for Missouri. Do it for Oklahoma. Do it for Arkansas, for Nebraska, for Illinois. Do it for Wyoming. Do it for California. Yeah, even them. Do it for Florida. Although they're doing pretty good because they've got a good governor. He's looking mighty good. Do it for your posterity, your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren, the future generations of America. Do it for the world, because if America falls, there's no hope for the rest of the world to live as free and independent people. Because we're it, folks. We're it. They go on in their notes here that election integrity demands ensuring there is one legal vote cast and counted per citizen. Legal votes are identified by state legislators, approved controls using government IDs, verified signatures, etc. Today, many are calling such common sense controls racist in the attempt to avoid having fair and honest elections. Everything's racist. Now the libraries are racist. The Dewey Decimal System is racist. Everything is racist. I have green shoes on today. That's probably racist for some reason. When will America wake up? And what will that look like? They go on that additionally, rule of law must be enforced in our election processes. The FBI and the Supreme Court must act swiftly in election irregularities are surfaced and not ignore them as they have done in 2020. Have you ever wondered why they were ignoring it? Why the Supreme Court refused to look at anything? Why they've classified Mike Lindell as some kind of a nut now, because he's done research and he's got proof. He's got generals. He's got people that know what they're talking about. Because we've got to have the election integrity. We've got to have IDs. But if it's using these Dominion machines and China is hacking it, what if you found out that was true? I believe it is true. What if it was the opposite way around? Would you be upset as a Democrat, or you just be okay with it? Because they made up lies for Trump, and everybody was in an uproar, but now they just don't even want to talk about it. Oh, it was the fairest election ever, really. Then why don't we look at the evidence that we have uncovered? These 124 generals and admirals, military men who serve this country, they're concerned, and they're telling you have to do something. The American people have got to start getting involved. They went on to say, other threats they listed include the United States reentering the Iran nuclear deal, illegal immigration, and the stoppage of the Keystone XL pipeline project. President Joe Biden issued an order halting that pipeline on the first day of presidency. Meanwhile, amid the COVID-19 pandemic, the retired military leader said that lockdown orders affecting schools and businesses are tantamount to population control actions. Wow. We must support and uphold accountable politicians who will act to counter socialism, Marxism, progressivism, and that is not Romney, that is not Cheney, that is not Sass. That is not a lot of them up there. McConnell. All the Democrats. Not a one of them care about the constitutional republic. That's why they say democracy. And that's why they care about a party more than they do about the people. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead.
Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. There's just so much going on, America. And we see some of the... I'm going to get a little emotional because I am worried. I am worried about this nation. Feel a little better. They're going to get the pipeline going again. People are going to get their gas. I feel a little bit better about that. I feel a little bit better that they're going to build a wall. I don't feel good about people like Liz Cheney that are going to keep fighting. You remember when Steve Bannon and, what was the guy's name? He was the press, what was his name? He was the head of the Republican Party for a while. He was
Rince Priebus?
Yeah, Rince Priebus.
Okay.
And Steve Bannon were on stage right after Trump was elected. And Steve Bannon said, "They're not going to go down without a fight." America, you need to understand something. We have them outnumbered. They put together that thing that happened on January 6th up to a point. They knew that trouble was going to happen, and they made sure they didn't have extra security to stop it. And the Trump people that were there, you can see some of the videos hollering, "It's Antifa, it's Antifa." They were there. A BLM guy admitted he was there. He was arrested, but he was let loose, whereas the Trump people were not. But we have them outnumbered. And why they put the wire and the fence around there wasn't because of those few that went in. It was the million people in town that day. That's why they did it. They fear you. These generals also stated, "We must support and hold accountable politicians
who will act to counter socialism, Marxism, and progressivism and support the Constitutional Republic. Do you believe that Liz Cheney supports socialism, Marxism, and progressivism, or fights against them? I believe she supports it. I believe Romney supports it. I believe Senator Sasse out of Nebraska supports it. There's others. I can't remember their names. The letter included by urging all citizens to get involved now at the local, state, and national level to elect political representatives who will act to save America. They also had in there, later in the letter, the signatories say Biden's mental and physical condition cannot be ignored. He must be able to quickly make accurate national security decisions involving a life and limb anywhere, day or night. It says, recent Democrat leadership's inquiries about nuclear code procedures send a dangerous national security signal to nuclear-armed adversaries, raising the question about who is in charge. We must always have an unquestionable chain of command. Meanwhile, in France, dozens of retired generals were sanctioned after they sent a letter warning about a possible civil war over the protection of our civilizational values. They blamed France's leadership for not dealing with what they described as unfettered immigration into the country. Since strong leadership left the White House. Now, Trump didn't do everything correctly. And he didn't say everything correctly. But he was, I believe, trying to do things to make America great again. To bring your freedoms back. To give, to restore the republic. But since Biden has taken office, we've had one crisis after the other, and the world is in turmoil. And my thoughts last night, whereas I was watching the news, was, this is scary. It's scary to see some woman at a gas pump go up, spit in a man's face. He gets out of the car and he spits in her face. What are they spitting about? They couldn't get gas. I don't know if she thought he was filling up and taking too much. I don't know what was going on there, but they weren't happy about it. Do you know what they were doing?
She bumped into his car trying to cut in line.
Oh, that's what it was. That's right. That's right. Yeah. I do remember that. Well, like magic fairy dust, that's how this article starts out. Florida restaurant owner says people started applying for work as soon as Governor DeSantis nixed the unemployment waivers for job search. Just nixed it. Amazing what'll make people get off their tail ends and get to work. Hunger will. A businessman who owns two restaurants, one in Florida and one in New York, said business is booming in the Sunshine State after the state brought back the job search requirements for people receiving unemployment benefits while on Fox and Friends Wednesday morning. It is just like magic fairy dust. In Florida, not in New York. Have you ever wondered why? And if you're not watching the news, you probably don't know. But have you ever wondered why all the blue states are still shut down? Aren't giving it up? Have you ever wondered why? A part of me believes that they want a civil war. That's what they want. They want you to react as they would to the burning cities. You know, I have felt pretty bad for Oregon and Portland, but I don't anymore because they reelected these people. I don't feel bad for them. They're getting exactly what they want. They're getting exactly what they deserve. What do you deserve? Are you in Texas? Are you in Illinois? Missouri? Are you going to call the governor? Somebody on Facebook said nobody's answering. Leave a message. Fire it up, folks. Fire it up. Leave a message. And get the phone number of your representative or your senator. And you tell them, you better knock this stuff off. We the people. It's a republic if you can keep it. Keep it, we did not. We didn't stay vigilant. We didn't pay attention. And this is what happens. I may have to eat my words a few years down the road, but right now, Governor DeSantis looks to be the best patriot I've ever met. Or not met. I haven't met him. He's protecting Floridians. Their liberty. You see, that's their job. In D.C. or in your state capital, to guard the liberty of the people. That is their job. Not to add a tax to your gas. Not to get increased property taxes. Not to do this. Not to do that. They are to guard those laws that are there, and the President of the United States and the governors of the states are to make sure those laws are enforced. Biden is breaking the law by not enforcing the law. And America is hurting. And like these generals and admirals said, you need to get involved in state and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell. We the people with stars and stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.